Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome in on this Saturday afternoon Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show, being powered by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Well, it is hard to believe already week five of the NFL season, and the conversation's going to continue as we get you ready for all the big games. Time now to welcome in to help us with our preview from Fox Sports, that is Kenny Albert, who incidentally has just released his new book titled A Mic for All Seasons, and it will be released next week. Hello, Kenny. First time on the show.
Thanks for having me, Elissa. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to have you on, and we're super excited to shine the spotlight on your brand new book, but let's get you to weigh in on some of the biggest matchups, and I'm going to start off our conversation. Actually, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the Giants, so let's take a look under the hood. What has been the biggest issue?
Well, it's great that you started with that, because I'm working the Giants-Miami game tomorrow.
That's right.
Down in South Florida. So I've been studying the Giants all week. I've not seen them in person. Have watched most of their first four games on television. But it's been a bit of a struggle. They've only had a lead for 19 seconds, and that was in the Arizona game week two when they came back from a huge deficit to win that game. But, you know, it's been well documented, the 40-0 loss to Dallas, and then the subsequent losses to San Francisco and Seattle. They're a minus eight in the turnover department. No takeaways so far this year, eight turnovers. They've had a lot of injuries, especially on the offensive line with players in and out of the lineup. Saquon Barkley has been out. Darren Waller has been banged up. So injuries have played a large part in it. You know, this is a team that won a road playoff game last year in Minnesota. You know, I know in speaking to some of the Giants folks, you know, the defense, despite the loss to Seattle on Monday night, they were pretty happy with the way the defense played, but not putting up many points aside from that Arizona game. So they'll look to turn it around this week, but a huge challenge in the Miami Dolphins, who have been off to a record-setting pace offensively over their first four games.
Hey, if you are just joining us on this Saturday afternoon, our very special guest from Fox Sports, Kenny Albert, is with us and helping us dissect and break it all down when we talk about the Giants. And I heard a stat the other day that what they've been outscored by 68 points in the first half through the first 4 weeks. So opponents have exposed some of their biggest flaws. I'm just wondering, for tomorrow's game, I mean, how can they minimize that from happening?
Well, they're definitely looking to get off to a better start. You mentioned the numbers in the first half. They've actually had some long drives early in games.
Okay.
They've been plagued by turnovers and miscues and 11 sacks allowed on Monday night. You know, as I mentioned, with all of the injuries on the offensive line, you know, not sure exactly how it will look tomorrow as we speak, but that's been a big part of it. They've had a lot of young players, rookies, second-year players in and out of the lineup up front, and they certainly, you know, hope to have some of those players back, but I think that's been a major reason why they've had the struggles, in particular early in games, as you mentioned.
You know, Kenny, you talk about the injuries. Nobody expected the Giants to be 1-3 at this point in the season. When we reflect on last season, did they just overachieve? Because there's certainly, myself included, we had a lot of optimism coming into 2023. I mean, what has changed? I mean, you're talking about injuries, but what else is going on?
Well, they did win a lot of close games last year, and
okay,
some of those little things certainly seem to go their way. I mean, you think back to their game week one last year against Tennessee, where the Titans miss a key field goal late, and then Brian Daboll decides to go for two and the win, and it pays off. And then over the next couple of weeks after that, a lot of those little things, you know, you point to the four or five plays in a game that make a difference, and those certainly went their way last year. You know, we've seen that with a team like the Vikings as well, right, who got off to the 0-3
mm-hmm.
start.
Yes.
They won so many close games last year. So there's a fine line, and from year to year, you know, every season's different, and fortunately for the teams we're talking about, it's still early in the season. They're only one quarter of the way through.
Kenny Albert, broadcaster, author of his new book coming out next Thursday, October 10th. It is titled A Mic for All Seasons. We're going to get into that here in just a moment. But just wondering, I mean, you have covered four major sports, and typically how many weeks does it take for teams to truly find out their identity and who they really are?
Yeah, Yeah, that's a good question. It's probably different in each of the sports. You know, obviously football is a shorter season with 17 games. Basketball and hockey teams play 82. Yeah. But, you know, as Yogi Berra once said, it could get late early, so you don't want it to take too long.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would say, you know, as far as the NFL, if you don't turn things around by week 5, 6, 7, then it could get late early.
Okay, you just talked about, you know, you're going to be tomorrow in Miami. You're covering the Giants and the Dolphins. So what would another loss against the Dolphins mean for the Giants in terms of their outlook?
You know, and then to follow up, they play the Bills next week. So the
Yikes.
Schedule
okay.
is not doing them any favors. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I've already worked some crazy games this year, along with my crew, my partners, Jonathan Vilma and Shannon Spake.
Mm-hmm.
The last 3 weeks have been incredible. We had Atlanta coming back from 12 points down in the fourth quarter to beat Green Bay. Then we had the Packers come back from 17-0 down in the fourth quarter to beat New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And this past Sunday, we had the Colts-Rams game, 23-0 late in the third quarter, and the Colts come back and tie the game and send it into overtime. So on any given Sunday, you don't know what you'll wind up seeing. And I don't think I've ever had a three-week stretch such as this one as far as the huge comebacks that we've seen from the teams that I just mentioned.
Certainly makes it very exciting for all NFL fans. Hey, Kenny Albert, our very special guest. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And let's move ahead and let's talk about your brand new book that is being released next week. It is titled A Mic for All Seasons. And so what inspired you to write your first book?
Well, so excited with the publication date coming up, like you said, this week. And I've actually had copies for about a month now, and just so exciting to see the final product.
Uh-huh.
Thought about doing something like this for a long time. My family, my wife and daughters, were pushing me as well. I feel like I have a lot of stories from 3 decades in the world of sports and broadcasting, and I also speak several high school and college sportscasting camps every year, and they always ask great questions, the students, and I wind up telling a lot of stories, and there's a chapter in the book, Paying It Forward, with the advice to young broadcasters. No, it starts early on, my early life, and then growing up, doing play-by-play into a tape recorder, and throughout high school and college, and my first job doing minor league hockey in Baltimore, and there are chapters on each sport, memorable games, the Olympics that I've worked, how we did things during the COVID pandemic, story about travel tales, about my 250-plus analysts that I've worked with, and a lot about family and hard work and dedication as well, the preparation that goes into the broadcast. So it was a lot of fun. I wrote it myself, which I'm very proud of.
Nice.
Not used a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
You know, the editing process was certainly an eye-opener. I had never done anything like this before, but the publisher, Triumph Books, folks there did a great job, and the forwards are written by Wayne Gretzky and Walt Clyde Frazier, two gentlemen who Wayne was the best ever in his sport, and Clyde was among the best ever, and they're even better people than they were players, and I've had the opportunity to work with both on the TV side, and so honored that they took part in the two forwards.
Kenny, you grew up in a family of prominent sportscasters, your father, Marv, and Uncle Steve and Al, and so kind of just pull back the curtain. I mean, what did you learn from them, and can you kind of share some of those early experiences, what it was like being at their side at so many of those games?
Learned so much. And a lot of it was via osmosis, just watching them and listening to them and sitting around at family functions. It was like I was listening to the first sports radio station with all the stories that they would tell. And when I was old enough, I would start tagging along and kept stats for my father at hockey, basketball, football games, and just learning about the business and watching the communication between the announcers and the production truck and going to some of the production meetings and sitting right there, keeping stats and just observing and learning by osmosis. So it was something that I've always wanted to do, never pressured, never forced to go into the business. But right from the start, when my parents gave me a tape recorder for my 5th or 6th birthday, set up my room like a radio or TV studio, and called games into the recorder. And really a big break was a huge break in high school when I was covering a girls' basketball game for the high school newspaper.
All
and
right.
A small cable station showed up, filmed the game with 2 cameras and no announcers, and I volunteered, and over the next 2.5 years wound up working about 75 to 100 games for Cox Cable on Long Island, and the experience, the reps, I would bring friends along as color commentators. It was just so valuable. I felt like I had such a head start over other kids my age who wouldn't have that opportunity until college.
Hey, we are quickly running out of time. Our very special guest, Fox Sports' Kenny Albert, joining us at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. And I had mentioned earlier, you're the only sports broadcaster to call all four of the major leagues. So which sport do you find the most natural to call?
Well, you know, very fortunate to be involved in all four due to the fact that my employers, the various networks, have multiple sports. And there are many others who have done all four through the years, but I'm pretty sure I'm the only one at the current time. I love them all. 30 years now with Fox on the NFL side. You know, every game's huge. My goal was to do hockey on the radio. Hockey was my passion as a kid, although I loved all the sports, and so fortunate to work the Stanley Cup final on TV two of the last 3 years and call the New York Rangers games. And I've done hockey at 6 Winter Olympics and really enjoy doing basketball and baseball as well. So fortunately, I don't have to pick one. I've done some other sports through the years, some boxing, some track and field, volleyball. So lucky to be involved in all of them.
Go ahead and get a copy of his brand new book. It is titled A Mic for All Seasons. Our very special guest has been Kenny Albert, legendary broadcaster and author now of his new book. Kenny, listen, enjoy the call tomorrow, and we will catch up again real soon during the holidays.
Thanks, Alyssa. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way. The fastest 2 hours in radio. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. We will be right back.